Peace, everyone. This is Angela Jordan Perry with the Homeschool Upstart Podcast, helping you get started and stay on a great start to your homeschooling journey. So just a little bit about myself. I am a homeschooling mom myself of 8 children, 3 of whom I have graduated, 5 of whom I'm still homeschooling. Now it's been 19 years that I've been homeschooling, which is unbelievable. My husband and I have 27 years. We make our home in South Carolina in the upstate area. And so in the state of South Carolina, I give families legal status to homeschool their children under option 3. And my association is United Community of Homeschoolers Unlimited. In addition to that, my purpose-driven life is to make a positive impact on thousands of homeschoolers worldwide. And so I have my hands involved in all things homeschooling in a lot of different areas. You can find me on Girlfriend's Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry, Educating Our Own, Girlfriend's Chat, which is a podcast. Those three entities are specifically for those of the African diasporic homeschooling community, encouraging them to homeschool, encouraging them to homeschool strong and to continue to do so. And then the Homeschool Upstart, where I have coaching videos for you available to encourage you in your journey, and the Homeschool Upstart podcast, which you're listening to. So welcome to all of you. Thanks for joining in. Thank you so much for just giving me this platform and having ears to hear. So today I want to speak on this subject. I can't tell you how many families or moms I have talked to with the fear that they're going to screw up their kids' education. They're going to screw it up. And so this halts them. Or if they do get started, then they're just beside themselves the entire time of their homeschooling journey that they're going to quote unquote screw up their child's education. And I want to give voice to that today. And just 3 points I want to just bring to your attention. You know, anything that's new, there is some level of nervousness. Fear is a very strong word. I don't know if I want to say that, but I will say fear and just apprehension, because it's new. And it's just like going on a new job or anything that's, you know, that's unfamiliar territory. You're going to have a little butterflies in your stomach. You may even want to pass out. But the way to get over that is to keep going, right? So let's talk about this. Number one, deal with the fear. You know, fear, if you look at that as an acronym, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So whatever it is that you have in your brain that's halting you from considering this homeschooling journey, you know, spell it out and then look at it head on and give reasons why that thought process is totally false. It's false. And give yourself other reason to combat that fear that you're going to screw up your kids' education. If, for example, this false evidence appearing real is that you yourself is not very smart, you don't feel very well educated, maybe you feel you didn't get a great education in public school. Okay, so that is the focus, and that is one element of fear that is causing you to not consider homeschooling your child. All right, no problem. Well, let's look at some other things to combat that erroneous fear, okay? Perhaps you didn't get a great education. No worries. There is such a huge community of homeschooling resources, other moms and dads who may be more intelligent or, you know, knowledgeable in a specific area that you are not. Pull on those resources. When I don't know how to cook a specific meal and or I don't feel like it, guess what? I go somewhere and purchase it. I go purchase it as healthy as I can. I'm very much into organic. I'm vegan. And so I'm going to find somewhere who can make what I want and make it well when I don't have time, I don't feel like it, or I can't. Okay? So you find another way. I do not enjoy science. That is not my forte. And you will hear me probably say that many times on this podcast in different ways and different subject matters. But science is not my thing. And so I didn't sweat starting science when I started, you know, homeschooling my kids in kindergarten, I didn't sweat it. I just was like, okay, we're just going to keep going. And I read books to them about science, and we learned about the stars and the grass and the butterflies and all these things. We learned. I found curriculum that know and understand that stuff. And when they got into higher grade levels, into high school, guess what? I found people who knew that stuff and loved it. Chemistry, physics, all of that. I didn't beat myself up because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to screw up their education because I just don't know physics. No, I didn't do that. Okay, and so the point is, look at your fears, these false evidences appearing real, and combat them with some other thoughts and some other positive ways to overcome and that not be a major focus, okay? Be sure to join a community who are also homeschoolers who can encourage you. You know, continue to connect with the podcast. Go to my other resources and connect with those. Find resources that it can encourage you when your brain is trying to discourage you to homeschool. Educate yourself. Arm yourself. Get knowledgeable of the resources that are there for you, because you don't have to do it all, and you're not expected to have to do it all. And you're teaching your children as well in their homeschooling journey that when they don't know, they can find other resources that can help them to know. Okay. All right. Number two, this is another, you know, another thought as far as, you know, having this fear that you're going to screw up your child's education if you decide to homeschool them. Just think, you will do better than public schools right now. Now, I am a product of public school, okay? And so is my life partner and my parents and my siblings. We're all products of public school. But at this point, we really know that we can do better, a lot better. And I'm just going to give you a few resources. This was a quick Google search, and I thought, yes, this is perfect. This is from the, the Ed Advocate. The Ed Advocate. Got my eyes all crossed up here. But if you go and just do a Google, they have reasons why, you know, public school is failing. And these are some good points. And this is where you and I, as home educators, can fill in the gap for our kids as we homeschool our children, okay? All right, so you're going to be very involved in your school's, your children's education. They're going to get the one-on-one attention that they need. You cannot negate that this is a huge plus. You're going to be their best advocate. Like I said, if you don't know, you're going to get the resources. Schools right now are closing left and right. They're either not meeting the standards, the kids are not passing these tests, and tests become the focus at the end of the year of passing, because, and the schools are closing because they can't keep the accreditation. You never have to worry about that in your home education. This is a beautiful thing. Schools are becoming overcrowded, you know. So many kids are going there, but yet still homeschooling is growing by leaps and bounds. So that is one thing you don't have to worry about. One teacher to 23, 25, 30 students. You don't have to worry about that. You know, I have, did I school 8 children at one time? No, I never was in a place where I had all of them at one time, 8 children at one time. But the most I think I had was 5 at one time. And then by that time, my oldest, when they started graduating. So, you know, that's a better percentage than 1 to 30. Okay, so schools are becoming overcrowded. While technology is great, the downside is that they don't have their eyes on the kids and technology when they're in public school 100% of the time. And perhaps they are presenting something to your kids that you're not ready for them to present at that age level. So you have a lot of control on that. There is a lack of diversity in gifted education, you know, as the edadvocate.org is presenting here. There is a lack of diversity in gifted education. And I won't go into detail with that, but you can clearly guess and understand what that looks like. Schools, you know, while they're having money and education lotto and all this kind of stuff, lots of millions and millions and millions of dollars are going into quote unquote the education system. However, we're not seeing that really. The teachers in public schools are not getting the raises that they should. And if they're going to be a public school teacher, I think that they definitely should be making a lot of money, because they are educating kids, the future. And it's just not happening. So you don't have to worry about that. And while we as home educators are not getting paid the big bucks either, but the payoff is our children learning to love. Learning to love learning. That's what I want to say. So that is the big payoff, and they're getting that one-on-one attention. Another point that they make, I'm not going to read all of these. You can certainly go and just Google this. Students are lost in the school to prison pipeline. That is something that's very dear to my heart. So if they're not being well educated, engaged, and in tune with just learning in school, then they often become dropouts. They often become kids who are in trouble in school or whatever. And then they're just straight from school to prison pipeline. They're just right in it, you know. And you all understand this very clear from our society. It is very clear and evident that this is happening. All right. What to do with dropouts? In homeschool, this should not be an issue as far as dropping out. If anything, our kids graduate much sooner. My kids have all finished school at 15 and 16 and gone off to military at 17, went off to dual enrollment in college, or actually went off to college at 16, although could have gone off at 15. So our kids are, their love of learning is at a faster pace because they're not kept in a timeline. You have to only do fifth grade work in the fifth grade. Man, my kids were doing fifth grade work in the third grade. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, as I mentioned, and you hear me mention this before, we skip middle school years and I start them with high school studies. Just as long as their elementary academics is strong, we're jumping into high school. We're not halted, okay? So there's so many other reasons. Let's see, you have the opportunity to do year-round learning, okay, and slow down their learning. So they're not on this timeline, as I mentioned before. They're not having to go fast and keep going. Hey, we got to get this in your brain before the end of the year because you got to pass this test. We don't have that pressure as homeschoolers, all right? And we can homeschool year-round, take our time, make sure our kids are getting it, loving it, and enjoying it, okay? And then the last thing I'll leave you with is that, you know, this is a big plus. We don't have that the concern of security measures for our children or bullying for our kids. While homeschool is not perfect, and I guess I'm sure that in some scenarios and sectors and situations and communities, there may be bullying in homeschool, no doubt. But we don't have that worry of the concern of security and safety for our kids because they're in our home environment. They're in our loving home environment. And we do go out and we have socialization. And we'll talk about that, this fear of lack of socialization for our homeschoolers, which there is no lack in comparison to public school. Public school, you have to sit and be quiet. You can't say anything. Teachers talk and be quiet. But in homeschool, they're talking, they're having fun. So I digress. That's another subject for that. But the big focus is security is not an issue, okay? So those are some things that will combat your fear of, I'm going to screw up my kid. You can't screw up your kid any worse than public school. It's, you know, not screwing up children. I hate to say that, but there's a lot of not positives that you can focus on in public school that are actually positives for homeschooling. And number three, once you start homeschooling, just keep swimming. I love that from Dory and from Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Don't stop. You get better over time. You really do. As time progresses, you become a better home educator, more confident in yourself. You know your routine. You know your flow. Like I said, I've been homeschooling for 19 years, and maybe your journey will not be as long as mine. I just have more children, have 8 children, or maybe you have 13 children and your schooling will be 30, 40 years. So nevertheless, just keep going. You're going to build confidence. You're going to find your rhythm. You know, don't expect perfection right away. If you do, that is a setup for your own personal failure. Just know that there's not perfection. but there is this sense of becoming better. And I like that in my mind. I'm becoming better each and every year. Just keep going and foster this love of learning in your children. You will not screw up their education. They will become lovers of learning, okay? So if you have questions or any specific topics or any of the comments on this subject today that you'd like to talk to me about or make me aware of, send me an email at thehomeschoolupstart@gmail.com, all right? So be sure to tell a friend about the Homeschool Upstart podcast, 1 or 10 friends, and get them connected. So thank you so much for joining me on the Homeschool Upstart podcast, where each week I share nuggets to help you get started and stay on a great start to your homeschool journey. All right? Beautiful. And if you would, go over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. This will help others find us and get connected and just be in the know with the Homeschool Upstart podcast. Lastly, visit the website at www.thehomeschoolupstart.com to learn more. All right, take care. Have a great day and keep homeschooling. You can do it.